Happy holidays from Dream Realm Enterprises.
The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Seasonal greetings. This is the Creditor here with the Robots of the Company 10th Anniversary Interview Show. This week we're festively interviewing Jim Barber. You know him better as Sphinx, or going way back, Expositron 1. Let's get right into this. The first question we asked Jim was, what was your first introduction to Robots of the Company? Now there's a surprise.
My first introduction to Robots of the Company, or ROTC, as we kind of refer to it, I believe I responded to a Yahoo group or ad or something of that nature talking about voice actors for a series of audio programs, dramas, plays, that type of thing.
What influenced your portrayal of Sphinx?
Well, it's kind of interesting. When I came up with Sphinx, it kind of was an offshoot of a voice that I developed for a character for a group of audio dramatists, if you will, called the On-the-Air Radio Players in Richmond, Virginia. The group is dedicated to preserving old-time radio dramas. And what they did was they found scripts from the radio comedies, dramas, sci-fi, etc., that were done back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and even into the 60s. Things like Dimension X, of course, the Fibber McGee and Molly types of things, and Johnny Dollar, you know, lots of the old classic audio dramas that were done on the radio. Much, of course, preceding the television dramas, the movies, and things like that. It was a way for people to bring the theater of the mind, if you will, into their homes. So Sphinx actually evolved, I guess, out of a character that I played in one of those scripts, which was a French cab driver. The guy didn't have a whole lot of lines, but what I did was kind of give a angry, bitter read to things that this guy came up with. I think the director at the time said that she could feel and hear the venom dripped from a line that I delivered, which is a single line of voila. So Sphinx kind of developed out of that angry, bitter, you know, rude kind of French cab driver, and it just kind of went from there.
Do you miss playing old Sphinxy?
Yeah, sometimes I miss Sphinx. I think the writers and producers of Robots of the Company actually allowed Sphinx to develop and evolve over time. And again, I would like to think that perhaps some of my reads gave them license to read some things into Sphinx and develop the character a bit more. We never really went back and forth as far as, you know, where Sphinx should go as a character. But I think that they saw where the reads went and where Sphinx could develop and evolve. I miss him to a certain degree, but in other ways, I think that he kind of came full circle. It was kind of time for Sphinx to go without fizzling out. like the old song, it's better to burn out than to fade away. And I think they gave me an excellent opportunity for old Sphinxy to burn out. I won't completely dismiss the thought of bringing Sphinx back. And I've talked to John, and we've talked about possibilities of Sphinx coming back as a guest character on a one-off here and there. Unfortunately, personal schedules and life getting in the way such that it is, I'm not able to deliver the quality and the timeliness of performance that I would like to with Sphinx. And I think at the time that we parted ways, it was amicable and still leaving the door open for future possibilities.
Tell us, Jim, what are your fondest memories of Sphinx or of robots of the company in general?
My fondest memories of Sphinx or Rotzi, that's a very interesting question. Again, like I said before, the writers and producers allowed me a lot of latitude in the reads that I did for Sphinx. They were constantly challenging me in many manners. I guess the fondest memory was the episode, and forgive me if I can't come up with the title of the episode or the number or the season or any of those kind of things, but it was an episode where the characters kind of switched bodies, and we were kind of without a whole lot of warning given the opportunity as well as responsibility to perform other voice actors' characters as they would have. That was very interesting, because most of the times when I did my reads, I wasn't reading necessarily with the end characters' voices in my mind delivering those lines. So it was kind of interesting to study some of the other characters and develop some of the voice characteristics and nuances of their characters in order to imitate them imitating their or portraying their character.
Any thoughts on the 10th anniversary of the show?
Wow. 10 years. It's been a long ride, huh? I never envisioned that this thing would go on this long, quite frankly. When I first sent in my audition tapes and things like that, I never expected to be much more than a one-off. And again, I think if I recall, 10 years is a long time for someone my age. God dang it, you little whippersnappers. But 10 years ago, I think my initial response to DRE was Doctor Who fan fiction and things like that. And, you know, after I'd submitted a few things for that, they said, hey, we're going to do this completely original series, and would you like to be a part of it? So I said, oh, okay. You know, there's been some talk back and forth, and of course you can edit this out if you will. I will leave opportunities in it. But there was talk at one time of perhaps doing a web-based animated series based on the robots of the company. And that was something that that kind of intrigued me, because animation and things like that have really really taken off. And again, I think the cost to entry, so to speak, of producing animation and you know, even before producing audio dramas and audio series, podcasts, etc., the cost of entry has gotten so low that that a lot of creative people are able to put their work out. So, anyway, 10 years has been a long time. There's been a lot of changes in technology and as well as the way that that we consume entertainment.
Do you have a favorite character in Robots? It can be one that you've played or another of the many characters on the show. Which character and why?
Wow. Wow. I enjoyed playing Sphinx. I also enjoyed the concept of the expositrons. As it was described to me, the producers had a difficulty deciding which of the two voice artists was more appropriate for the expositron character. And again, I was doing a very poor imitation of C-3PO with this very proper British accent, again, with a bit of an attitude, a bit of a down-looking type of thing. And Expositron, I can't even remember now if I was Expositron 1 or 2, but there was very much a dichotomy, very much of two distinct and different characters in the Expositrons, and I thought that was an interesting exploration. It's hard to, you know, I've got lots of friends, and as I previously mentioned on the on-the-air radio players, believe it or not, I've got a lot of people that I once worked with in real time on audio dramas that are now in various parts of the country that are continuing to do performances with me, and now more without me, that they bring a lot of nice characters to the show. A lot of good characters, a lot of good accents, a lot of good drama, and a lot of good gut. A lot of good gut. And, you know, I won't mention them all now because I'm sure if I start mentioning names, I will leave somebody out, and I don't mean to do that. But anyway, happy 10-year anniversary, Robots of the Company. And as Mr. Sphinx would say, merde.
Thank you for talking with us, Jim. You've been listening to the Robots of the Company 10th Anniversary Interview Show. This time we talked to Jim Barber, also known as Sphinx. The music included in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod, the writer, post-production editor, sound designer, producer, and director, or basically the guy who does everything else, was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, or to tell me just how goofy I really am, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We're just having a good old time here at the old Dark Building. Anyway, we'll be back again next time, which is real soon. It's a click away with yet another interview. Don't you miss that one. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you, yes, you specifically, that guy, please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.